Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. I am your guest host, psychic medium Shelley Duffy, filling in for Allison while she's away on vacation. And I thank you all so much for tuning into the show this evening. I am really happy you're here, and actually I'm really, really excited to be here. So I'm going to give you the call-in numbers if you'd like to call in for a reading later on in the show. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756. Also, we have three lines for U.S. and Canada. You can call area code 530-327-7602. Also, 530-413-4510. And 530-413-4522. All right, so good evening, everybody. And like I said, Allison is on vacation, having a wonderful time, I'm sure. And so she asked me to fill in for her tonight. So some of you do know me. Some of her listeners know me. I've been on her show as a guest a few times. And her listeners are great. They're always so warm. And for those of you who are new, though, to me or new to the show, let's start. For those of you who are new to Allison's show, Allison is actually a numerologist, which I am not, and I will give you her website. Her website is www.visiblebynumbers.com. Exactly the way it sounds, visiblebynumbers.com. So you can click on her website and see all about Allison, and she will be back with you next week. But I'll talk to you a little bit about me, those of you who don't know me. My website is www.ICSpirits.com. So ICSpirits.com with the letter I and the letter C. And you can just scroll through there and see all about me, but I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I was basically born with psychic gifts as far back as I can remember. I always had psychic experiences, sort of knowing things before they would happen, having little daydreams about things, and then a little while later it would happen. I also had visitations from people who were spirits. It was just sort of a part of my childhood. It didn't really bother me or scare me. I thought it was pretty normal. Also, it does tend to run in families, just so you know. Both of my brothers have the ability, as well as other members in my family, to different degrees, you know. So I was always very curious about psychic phenomena, paranormal. I was always in the paranormal sections of the bookstores, looking through books and things. And when I got older, in my 20s and early 30s, I started taking some classes. And I found a place in Anaheim in Southern California where I'm born and raised. And it was called the Learning Light Foundation in Anaheim, and I started taking some classes from some really wonderful teachers from around the world. And it didn't take long before I was able to sort of pull that energy in and just use it for others rather than just have these experiences for myself. So I started doing readings professionally back in 1997. And what I do is I am, well, three different categories, really. I'm considered a psychic medium, meaning that I do psychic readings as well as the mediumship readings. And for those of you who don't know the difference or what a medium is someone who can communicate with those on the other side. So that would be your loved ones that have crossed over. That would be your spirit guides, my spirit guides, mostly. That would be animals that have crossed. That would be angels. you know, even going into different types of elemental types of dimensions, fairies and things like that, being able to see them and communicate with them. And so that is part of my work. The other part is I do psychic readings for people. The psychic readings come, actually, I get psychic impressions with people all the time. It's hard for me really to turn that part off. But the mediumship part, not so much. The mediumship part, I have to turn it on to get it, you know, to have it. But the psychic stuff just comes. So a psychic will read your energy. It will read the energy of the situation that you're discussing. It'll read the energy of different choices, different options that you have. And so that's what a psychic, you know, can do. And then the other part I do is the animal communication. So basically that is a psychic for animals. And that is always a lot of fun. You know, animals are very, very simplistic. They are not as complicated as we are, as people are. And they're a lot like two-year-old children. They just, you know, basically talk about their likes, their dislikes, their needs. They want their needs met. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And interesting enough, wild animals or exotic animals, I've also done readings for those, and they are a lot different than domesticated animals. Domesticated animals think a lot more like human children, where exotic animals are a whole other story, but very, very interesting. So those are the three categories of the work that I do. Those are the three types of readings that I do. Tonight, I'm going to take calls, and I ask for, just because of the format and the time constraint, to keep your keep it to a question, you know, one question. I think of it in a psychic way, a psychic type of question about your life, about what's going on, or a specific subject matter, or a specific actual question that you have and you want to get a reading on it. And that will keep it so I can get as many people in as I can. So, however, if a spirit does come through while I'm talking to you, I'll be more than happy to say so and pass that message on. I would never ignore anyone in spirit that's, you know, kind of knocking on my head. So, all right. So I had something, a subject matter to talk about. It has come, well, first of all, when I first started doing readings back in 97, the mediumship thing was really big. People really wanted mediumship readings because they were very curious. And that was a time that John Edward and James Van Praagh had their TV shows on. And, you know, that was the most popular, probably, form of work that I did. But as the time has gone on and things have gone on in our world, such as the economy crunch, such as war, world events, earth changes, up-and-coming 2012, all of these things, really people are a little more interested now in getting psychic readings. I have found that those have become, you know, more popular than the other types of readings that I do. And, you know, people are really looking for guidance and answers on what they can do to make their life better. And also another thing that I noticed in the changing times is that people are a lot more interested in what they can do to develop themselves, because they recognize in themselves that they are more than meets the eye. And that if other people can do this kind of thing, they can do it for themselves, really. Not most people are interested in doing it for as a profession, but they know that that can help them in their daily life. So that is a very positive thing that I've run across, is that people are into helping themselves and developing themselves and changing themselves for the better. And the more people that change themselves for the better our world gets, you know? So, but the subject I was going to talk about tonight is signs from spirit, because so many people are interested in how they can communicate with spirits on their own. And what kind of signs do they give off, and why do they use those? And how can you get a dialogue going, you know, using those signs? It's a very, very popular question that people have, and so I thought I would address that. There were a lot of different subjects that went on in my head, but this is the one that seemed to stand out the most, so we're going to go with that. And the first sign the most popular, well-known sign that spirits give off is manipulation of electricity. So in how many haunted house stories and movies and things do you see the lights flickering, or sometimes the lights blow out altogether? The reason is that that is not just fantasy, that is based in reality. And the reason is that spirits can very easily manipulate electronics. And the reason they can is because the vibration of spirit is very, very similar to the vibration of electricity. So we here are very heavy and dense energy on this earth plane. Once you separate from the body, you become lighter and lighter, and your energy vibrates very similar to that of what electricity is like. And even when a spirit touches you, they touch your face, your arm, your leg, sometimes it feels like electricity, little tingling, very light, electrical kind of a feel. So they very often will flicker lights. Sometimes they'll turn lights on and off. Sometimes the lights will blow out. Usually that's an accident. Usually they're not doing that to frighten you. Usually it's because their energy is just a little too strong. They didn't know really their own strength or really how to do it. So keep that in mind. Most spirits are there in a loving way and just want acknowledgement and attention, and most of the time you know who they are. So also TVs going on and off. Very typical. Also, TVs that are already on changing channels with no one touching the remote. Very common. Radios going on and off are also, again, radios that are on, but then they switch channels on you. Now, interesting about the radios and the stereos going on and off is that very often a certain song will be, on, so that you recognize that as either a song that is connected to the loved one or your favorite song, you know, that kind of a thing. Cell phones, very popular cell phones going off, and answering machines. That's a big one. Not so much anymore with the answering machines, but when we used to have tapes in our phone answering machines, there were quite a few times where people would get messages that sounded like a lot of static, and then somebody's voice in there, and then usually they'd say, I'd recognize that voice. That's my dad's voice. I can't really understand what he's saying, but I think that's my dad. And sure enough, you can bet money that that's what your dad was trying to do. So cell phones. Interesting story. Once I had a client tell me that her mother had passed. We were doing a reading about her mother. She told me that about a year later, her sister became pregnant, and they were at her sister's baby shower, and my client's cell phone was in her purse, and sometime towards the end of the baby shower, she went to her purse and got out her cell phone and noticed she had a missed call. I just got chills all over. And when she looked at the missed call, guess whose phone number was on the missed call? Her mother's cell phone number. So that was her mother's way of saying, I'm there with you, I see you, you know, I'm happy, and, you know, of course, I bet you all got goosebumps on that one, too. Okay, the other one that's very, very popular is flying things, usually not airplanes, okay, too heavy, but usually birds and insects, typically butterflies, probably because they're pretty, and typically blackbirds. The reason for flying birds and insects is because it is very, very easy for them to manipulate their little brains and have them go to where you are and hover there or stay there or sit on your fence for a long period of time, so that you're kind of looking like, wow, this is a little different, you know, so that you notice them. The little tiny brain is easy for spirit to suggest please go over there and sit there, or please go over there and fly all around her, that type of thing. So blackbirds, even in some ancient cultures, were crows, you know, meaning crows and ravens, were used as messengers from the other world. So they even believed that these black birds were a message from spirit. Why do I think they use the blackbird so much? I think, one, because they're very noticeable, because they're so black. Some of them are big. You know, the crows are very big, so they're very noticeable. But also, there's a lot of them, especially at certain times of the year. I mean, in certain areas, there's crows, like, everywhere. You know, usually, like, the fall and that kind of thing. But they will use other birds. I've had, I've known of eagles and things like that. But the blackbirds are very, very common. And that, and the butterflies, because, why? Because they're so colorful, they're easy for you to notice, and they're pretty. You know, you're going to go, oh, look at that butterfly. I had a client that I normally read for. She's a regular, and her husband has passed. And one day in a reading, for the first time, I said, butterfly. They're showing me a picture of a butterfly. Does that mean anything to you? She said, no. I thought, well, I don't know why he's showing it to me, so I don't know what the butterfly means. She said, I don't know. So the next day, the very next day, when she got, I said, well, just remember that, because he's showing it to me for a reason. So the very next day, she tells me, she gets in her car, and she said that the biggest monarch butterfly she'd ever seen was flying on her windshield, all over her windshield, for about 15 minutes. It just would not go away. And she said, really, I've seen butterflies before, but this was huge. And she said she knew, you know, that was her husband's way, because he said it to me first. I said it to her, and then he did it so that she would see it. So then the next time she sees a butterfly, when she has a question for him about something, she'll know that that's his answer. You know, well, it depends on how you phrase it. You got to phrase it yes or no, and then wait, you know, for the message to come. But so that's the butterfly. That's things that fly. The other thing is what I call made you look. And so, speaking of manipulation of the insects and the things that fly, they can also manipulate your brain a little bit to make you look at a certain thing at a certain time, where normally you would just miss it, because it blends in with everything else. And so when you have questions for spirits, and let's not leave out God, because I'm a firm believer in going to God, you know, for everything that you need. But you have a question, the answer can come to you on license plates, on bumper stickers, on specific cars that you know are related. You know, you identify that car with the person, because that was their car or their favorite car or whatever. Billboards and television shows, and you turn it on and it says something, and you're like, oh my God, that's exactly the answer, you know, that I was looking for. So they like to do that. They like to make you look at certain things. For instance, my father had a car that was identified with him only because it was kind of silly. It was towards the end of his life, last year or so of his life, and he was getting antsy and he wanted a new car, and he was a very big man, and he ended up buying this little Honda Element. I'm sure you know what those look like. They're little squares, you know, little boxes. And here's this big man in this little toy. So it was kind of a little bit of a joke in our family, and he just loved that car. And so after he passed, you know, I started to see that car everywhere, especially when I was thinking about him. And then I would start to ask him questions, and he would start to make the car show up. So just recently, as an example, I'm looking for a new place to live, and 2 days ago, I went to go look at a place, and you know how it is when you're going to move, you're real nervous and you're not sure if you're making the right decision and all that. So I said, Dad, give me a sign if this is the right place. Somebody give me a sign. That's what I said. So I went to the place with the real estate lady, and I went out to the patio, and I looked over, and there was a car, Honda Element, parked right there in back of the the balcony, you know, area there. So I'm like, okay, Dad, thanks, you know. You always want to acknowledge their messages and give thanks always. And my last communication device here will kind of correspond to what Allison does. For me, numbers have worked really, really well. So what you want to do is, you don't have to be a numerologist. What you want to do is you want to, like, read Allison's newsletters as they come out, and she tells you what the numbers mean, like from 1 to 9, you know, what the meanings are. Once you have those meanings in your head, Spirit can use those numbers to show up everywhere to give you the answer to your question. So let's say you got in a fight with your best friend, and you aren't speaking, and you haven't spoken for a couple months, and you're kind of wondering, what do I do? I mean, what is going to happen with this relationship? So you put that out there to Spirit, and you say, you know, kind of give me a sign. What do I do about this? You know, I'm feeling kind of bad, whatever. Well, if I started to see sixes show up, sixes is the home, the family, and the healing energy. So I would know that they're telling me that the relationship is going to heal. So just be patient, and the relationship is going to work out. And I would just relax. And now, if they started showing me nines, I would say they're telling me it's ended and to just let it go. Let it go. It's run its course. You have learned from each other enough things, and you need to just kind of move on and, you know, not dwell on it too much. And so that's just an example of how numbers can work for you. And the other important thing is, what do these symbols mean to you? So what you can actually do is assign a symbol to a loved one, say your dad, like with the Honda element, or a butterfly with your grandma. If it doesn't already mean something, like maybe your grandma did not collect butterflies, so it doesn't already have a meaning, but you would like to assign that to her, then she can use that, because she knows that in your head you're going to associate that with her. And let's see, I think I have a caller. Do I have a caller? Is there a caller on the line? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Shelley?
I thought I heard it. Yes.
It's Wanda in Maryland. How are you?
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Love the topic. One of the things I've been running into was clients asking for signs from their deceased loved one and getting a sign and then saying, no, that's my imagination. I try to assure them that it is not their imagination. And it's awesome that you brought up the monarch butterfly, because in a recent reading, the mother had been outside, and there was a lot, it's warm weather there in California where she's located, and butterflies were flying all around, but one of the bigger, more beautiful ones kept flying around her, and that's the one she noticed the most. And I tried to assure her that it was a sign, and she had been asking for signs, and she thought that was a sign, but then her human self said, no, that's my imagination.
Yes, and the thing is that the first thing that usually pops into your head when you see it is the correct answer. So, you know, one time in a reading, I was giving a lady a reading, and we were talking about her father in spirit, and I said, I see a black bird. And she went, oh, she said, you know, there was this black crow in her backyard, and she said it wouldn't leave, and I kept thinking, Dad, is that you? Is that you? Well, then in the reading, he tells me to say this to her, you know. So at that point, she knew that she wasn't just making it up, that it was a confirmation of what she was thinking. So for those people who aren't getting a reading, I would say to you, the first thing that you think of when you see this, you're not making it up. It's not wishful thinking. And this is what they do. This is why they do it. And this is how they do it, you know.
And I would like to also, while I got you on the phone, I'm going to make it quick because I know you have other callers and I don't want to take up all your time, but just wanted to validate what a gifted lady you are.
Aww.
And I found you on James Van Praagh's resource page when I was looking for a medium. And I just, through all the mediums, I just kind of looked at your picture and I knew you were the lady I wanted to call.
Aww.
And you gave such a detailed, accurate reading that you thought you were telling me how my stepdad was while he was here on Earth. And what you actually did was read back to me the exact eulogy I had written, and nobody knew that except him. That were at the funeral. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And I love the topic of that and them trusting their own instincts, and they ask for the signs, and our loved ones give them to them. Then they kind of like, no, it's my imagination. I try to assure them it's not their imagination. And you sound great, and I'm going to let you go to take your other callers. Thank you, Shelley.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. It was nice to hear you. All right. Wow, that was nice. Glenda is, as you heard, a client way back. I guess I didn't mention James Van Praagh, did I? I am also recommended by James Van Praagh on his website. I'm fortunate enough to be selected by him, and he has me there on the three different categories on the spirit communication, the psychic readings, and the animal communication. And you know, he's such a good person. He has decided a few years ago not to do the private readings anymore because his calling is more, I guess, on a bigger, broader scale with the books and the TV shows. And you know, he produced that Ghost Whisperer way back when, and also he travels all over the place. I see him on Facebook. He's over in Connecticut. He's in Arizona. He's like everywhere. So he has people that he has very graciously sort of turned over the other work, you know, the one-on-one readings. So I have to give him big thanks. And plug, I believe that he is going to be Allison's guest sometime next month. I did not look that up, but I believe that is May. So check out her website and the BBS radio website, and you will find out. All right, do I have another caller? I believe I heard a beep. So, anybody there?
Hi.
Hi. I knew there was somebody there.
How are you doing? You're doing good tonight.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I have a question. My name's Carol.
Okay.
Listen,
hi, Carol.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
And, you know, just because you were on this topic, and when I had a friend that I was very, 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 very close with, and he wrecked on a motorcycle, but 2 days later, I could have swore it looked like he backed up in front of my house. He was sitting there for a moment. Well, like, I was just, then I started crying because it's like, oh, and then he was gone. It sounds crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy to me, but see, here's the thing, too. This is another point I was going to make, so I'm glad you kind of brought that up, because when somebody first crosses over, they're still very connected to the earth plane, and so they're still very able to manipulate things like physical objects. You see that a lot in the earthbound spirits that are still connected to the earth plane. But the normal, regular people, when they pass, you know, they go into the light, into heaven, but they're still able to affect the earth and your thoughts. So that's why the electricity and things like that go off in the house, because they're still sort of got a foot in both worlds, and especially if they have been a sudden passing, you know, that they weren't prepared for, not a long illness that they were, you know, kind of getting ready for. But what would happen is, so what were you like? Were you in the house, and then you could kind of see, like, or hear a motorcycle or see a shadow or something? What was that like?
I walked out onto the porch, and I could see him. Back
now,
in the motorcycle, just sitting there, and then I started crying, and it was gone. It was just gone.
Now, was it like right in front
and
of your property, or across the street? No. I would say you're not going crazy. Was it like right in front of your property? Was it across the street? Like how far away?
It was right in front of my property.
Wow. Now, do you think it was a little transparent or very solid?
It was transparent. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
That's what I was kind of seeing in my head, a little bit of transparency. Now, when I have seen spirits manifest in my home or other people's homes, they are a bit transparent, and they're in color. I assume it was in color.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I usually see them as well. So you know almost from immediate, you know, when you first see them, that it's not a solid, alive person. You just, inside you just know it immediately. It's like your spirit connected to theirs, and you just know it. And that's what brings on the tears, you know, as well. So it's probably just kind of mingling around, kind of doing it. Funny, when you said I had a very dear friend, I thought, oh, it's a man. Then you said he, so I was like, okay, well, he's, I'm sure his presence is still very much attached. Do you have a daughter, or does he have a daughter?
Yes, we both have a daughter.
You both do? Okay. I don't know why, but he was indicating to me, a daughter. Now, I can't figure out which one it is now, because you both have one. I'm kind of feeling like it's in his, I mean, in your house. Is your daughter? Does your daughter live with you?
My daughter did live with me. She doesn't anymore.
Did she live with you during that period of time, or?
Yes.
Was she with you during that when you saw that vision?
No, but she was really upset because I was upset.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why he's drawing attention to that particular. Maybe he didn't mean to upset you all. But that's what I thought. I thought it was a young lady, your daughter, inside your house, living in your house. And so he's just kind of linking, I guess, the situation to what took place afterwards. But, wow, I thank you for your story. I was going to suggest that if people had stories, you know, to call in and share, because it does help other people. You know, it helps people know that they're not crazy, and also get different ideas about some experiences that they've had that they think, oh, no, that couldn't possibly be it. But, you know, basically what he was doing was affecting your vision, you know, in that brain area, your mind's eye, your clairvoyance, your third eye area.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's nice. Very nice story. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was just odd, you know. But, yeah, I mean, if people see that, it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I have seen a very...
And then you think you're going crazy.
I have seen the materialization, and like I said, because he had just recently passed, it was easier for him to kind of do something like that. What happens is the longer that they are over there, the lighter their energy vibration gets, and so then it's a little bit more difficult for them to affect you in an earth way, but they can still telepathically send you thoughts. They can still telepathically get you to look in certain directions and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
Okay.
Well, I didn't ask you where you were calling from.
Carol. Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you very much
okay.
for calling.
All right.
All right.
Well, you have a good day, and
thank you
so
too.
Much.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Oh, I think there may be another one there. Is there another caller there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. My name is Ed. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. I was calling to kind of ask about my housing situation.
Okay.
The apartment building where I've been living the last 20 years is going to be up for sale.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm a little nervous about, you know, I have a rent-controlled apartment where the owner actually wants to buy me out. So I would have the opportunity maybe to get a little bit of money and move elsewhere.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But it's a very, I know whether you know San Francisco, it's a very high-rent city.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in Orange County, so we got a mutual thing going on there. Cost of living's high, yes.
So I'm just wondering, if spirit feels that there's a better place, maybe in the area for me or another.
I was kind of feeling like you were going to stay in that general area the way, you know, as you were talking. I was going to say, I'm hoping he's not thinking, oh, I want to move far away, because I was kind of seeing you still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never, I like it here very much.
Yeah. And your work and everything is going well there?
Well, I'm only sort of... I have a small massage practice, but I really need to find another part-time job to supplement that. It's not quite enough money.
I feel like you will, because I was kind of feeling like the work situation was good.
Looking for jobs maybe in the suburbs or...
Yeah, I was feeling like the work situation was good, so if it's kind of okay, then it's definitely going to improve. Hold on one second. Do you live with another male person?
No. Mm-mm. No, I live alone.
All right, well... Keep this in mind, because I don't know if there is another male person going to be involved with the move in some way. Like maybe they're, I mean, either living with the person or there's a friend that has a place or knows of a place.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you at this time?
Well, I have a friend who's kind of in a similar situation in that he's selling his condo and moving. But he's planning to live alone as of now. But I do have, I know many people here. I have contacts. So I mean, the thought of maybe getting a roommate situation has occurred to me.
Well, that's how I see it. But it could just mean that the person is involved in some way. My first gut impression was that there was a roommate, and it looked like a big enough place to where, you know, nobody's getting on each other's nerves, especially when, you know, you're used to living on your own. And it felt like a compatible situation. But keep in mind, it could be slightly off, meaning that the person could just be, responsible for bringing it to your attention. Or it could be their place, or they know of another place, that kind of a thing. But, I feel like you're going to stay there. I feel like the work's going to improve. There seems to be another person involved. I'm kind of thinking in the living arrangement, but it feels like a positive thing. You know, it
Great.
Just doesn't... Sometimes I know that we get into ruts, and we might think it's not a rut, but spirit might, or our soul might, you know. They
right.
may have other ideas
yeah.
for our expansion, and sometimes we have to get the rug pulled out, you know, so that we go, okay, I got to do something a little different now. But that's kind of how it feels, but not a lot different, you know, just a little bit of a shift, a little bit of an adjustment.
Right.
You do have a healing energy, by the way. I was just going to, I forgot you said massage, and I was going to say, do you do something in the medical field? But you do have a very healing
energy. Yeah, I do some energy work with the massage as well.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, you're supposed to be doing that. And if I were you, I would expand that part of your work as well. And that may be what I'm picking up on. I would get into, whatever interests you, but more holistic kinds of other things to add to your repertoire. The energy work and the massage goes great hand in hand. Maybe, what was I going to say? Maybe like some, I don't know, maybe some like essential oils, or maybe you probably already do that in your massage or something.
I'm not involved with essential oils, but it's something that sounds very interesting to me.
Well, that's there for a reason, right? So I would definitely... So what a good psychic reading would be is like a confirmation of things you're already kind of contemplating or thinking about or interested in, and then the energy of the reading kind of points you in those directions. But, yeah, I think look into the oils and maybe some other things to add with that.
Great.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hope that was helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now one of the things I wanted to talk about is psychic readings, and What happens in a reading is, like I said, the psychic is reading your energy and the energy of the situations that you bring into focus. What you want to remember is that a psychic can't make things happen for you. And a lot of people call for psychic readings hoping that the psychic is going to tell them all these wonderful things are going to happen to them. In a lot of cases, that's what they are told, you know, because, you know, the psychic is just maybe telling them what they want to hear. But in a good psychic reading, you want to kind of use it as a counseling session. You want to kind of look at your situations, maybe a little of your past, because we all have, I think the only good reason to look at the past is to look at your patterns, because people have energy patterns. And such as in relationships and things like that, attracting the same type of person, you know, into their relationships over and over again, or the same type of thing happens to them in the workplace, you know, where people gang up on them or something along those lines. So you want to kind of look at your energy patterns, and then you want to look at your present situation, and then you want to look at future options and what might be a better way to go. Because if you keep doing the same things over and over, you're going to get the exact same results. Well, maybe the faces will be a little different. Maybe the circumstances are a little different. But it's going to kind of be the same results. And that's what you want to kind of look at with getting a psychic reading, is kind of be open and honest about, you know, what's going on, and let the psychic read the energies and then give you advice from spirit. Because, well, in my case, I would get advice from spirit guides and things like that to tell you, you know, go that way or go this way. And, but most importantly, if you have these patterns that keep happening, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. You're going to have to step out of your box a little bit and do something different, or you're going to get the same result. So just keep that in mind that, in other words, I've actually had people call me and say, when am I going to win the lottery? Swear to God, they say that. And I say, right after me. But, and it's possible, I suppose they could win the lottery, right? Usually I don't see that in their future. But the moral of the story is that they're not going to win the lottery if they don't buy the ticket, right? So they're not going to meet that wonderful person if they don't go out there and socialize a little bit. You know, you have to. If there is a marriage possibility in your near future, but you decide you're just going to sit on the couch all day long, or, you know, after work, you're going to come home and sit on the couch, and that's it. Well, you know, that opportunity will pass you by, because there are moments of opportunities, and there are moments where it's better to do this. Timing is great. You know, timing is everything. It's better to do this at a certain time and better to do that at a certain time. So these are all things to look at, you know, within a psychic reading, and making it work for you. Really try to make it work for you in a good way. Okay, I think I have another caller. Do I have another caller? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hello, another Maryland. Wow. We had
and
a Pennsylvania and two Maryland.
I seem to not really be confused, but I have, just to make a long story short, I have a friend
sure.
who is currently incarcerated.
Okay.
And she is due any day. She's pregnant and due any time.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
And she did ask me to take her baby for her. However, we don't know yet how much time she's looking at, but I do feel it's going to be, you know, I do feel she is going to get some time. And I don't know, I think I'm getting maybe just, I think worried and
yeah.
I'm just feeling all these different emotions, and I don't know, I just, I'm feeling confused. I know I can handle it, but I don't understand why I'm just starting now to feel so, like, overwhelmed and confused, you know?
Well, first of all, I think that's a wonderful thing to even consider doing, you know, for
yeah.
someone, for her, and for the baby. Do you know if it's a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay. Do you have a girl of your own?
She passed away in 2003.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I just got chills. Okay. While you were telling me the story, I was in my head getting something about the girl, the daughter, you know, like a daughter, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to link, not meaning they're the same spirit, don't get me, not an incarnation or anything like that, but link mm-hmm. what has happened with your loss of a child to this new birth, okay? So
right.
some part of me feels like this is sort of meant to be, in a way. When you first started the conversation, I just got chills, okay? When you first started the conversation, I was feeling... Do you got chills? Do you have chills? I have chills.
Okay. Well, I see my daughter all the time, so I've been, you know, I mean, I do see spirits as well, even a lot of spirits I don't even know, so I'm pretty blessed in that area. So now I know she, you know, it actually took me 6 weeks to give my friend who's incarcerated an answer because, you know, it's a lot to think of. I mean,
it's
my
huge.
Youngest, my baby's 21, so.
It is huge. Now, what is your other child? Is that a boy or girl?
I have two boys that are still here.
Okay, and one's 21. He's the youngest. Okay. It's a huge, huge responsibility and commitment. And when you first, and believe me that if you decide not to do it, nobody's going to be angry with you on the other side, okay? But I just have to give you my gut feeling. When you first started to tell me the story, I felt that you were going to do it. Now, you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I want to, but I'm just, I just don't. I mean, she's looking at 10 years, so, I mean, that's a long time, you know, and I had her daughter about 4 years ago, I had her daughter for 3.5 years, and I never went for custody or nothing like that. My heart just wouldn't let me do it, even though my mind told me to, but, and now I'm taking her son, and if she gets, you know, a lot of time, I just can't imagine picking him up from the hospital at 2 days old and, she even does 5 years. I don't know, I think I'm just starting to get
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
that's a huge, huge responsibility, and I panic over everything. So I can totally, people that know me will tell you that, you know, the smaller decisions than that, I freak out, you know, like, oh, my God, am I doing the right thing? Usually it all kind of smooths out and works, you know.
Do you see her getting a lot of time? I'm not asking you to say, oh, yeah, she's going to get 3 years.
I do not think she's going to get 10 years. I do not think it's going to be that long. I was getting, like, probably 5 years or under. I was actually getting a 2, but then when you said 2 days old, picking the baby up at 2 days old, I thought, oh, maybe I was hearing that right before you said 2. It could be 2 years. I mean, does that sound unreasonable that she would get 2 years?
Well, actually, no, because she did, when she met with her lawyer about a week ago, he was saying that she could, he's thinking between 18 months and 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably what you're picking up.
Yeah,
but
that's.
I know
that's
my daughter has come to me and has, you know, told me to do it, which, I mean, I love helping people anyway. It's always been me. And, I mean, I had no doubt of doing it, but I just couldn't just jump right away when she did ask me. I had
of course
to, you know,
not.
Think it over a little bit.
You really, really, really have to think it over and talk about it with your family members as well and get their
right.
feedback on it. It ultimately has to be your decision. I do feel that your little one in spirit was like, yes, I want you to do it. But that's why I said, because there was some kind of link to the loss and to this new baby. But that's why I stressed nobody's going to be angry with you on the other side if you decide not to, because they certainly understand not only, you know, the commitment, but the financial commitment. And then also getting emotionally attached to a child if she gets
right.
out in 2 years and says, you know, okay, I'm ready for my baby, you know, where does that put you? So there's a lot to decide, but I only get a positive feeling about it, just so you know. I only get a positive feeling.
Well, I actually did too, but I don't know, just like within the last week, I've just had all these different emotions going through my mind, and I mean, I'm excited. I have everything for him. He's definitely, you would think, I was having him, but No, I just, you know, couldn't understand why all of a sudden, like the last week, all these different, you know.
Yeah, well, you're just starting to get a little panicky, but it's not because you're making the wrong decision. It's just because you're starting to get a little panicky. That's, you know, it's not because you're making the wrong decision. It's because you're making a big decision, if that makes any sense. So,
right.
Yeah, I just got chills again. So I'm not getting a negative on it. I would do a lot of prayer on that, but I think you already kind of know what you're going to do and what you're, I think I just maybe just confirmed what you're going to do.
Right, but, I think so, yes.
I think you just needed
that
somebody else to say.
A lot better.
I think you just needed somebody else to say, don't do it. I mean, not to say, don't do it. You needed someone else.
Because my heart is actually telling me to do it. And, you know, because if I didn't, I mean, her mom told her to put him up for adoption and, you know, she had nobody else, and, you know, the state would come in and take him. And I just,
sure.
You know, like I said, I had her daughter for so many years, and that's
wow.
Just, you know, I've always been around children, still
where
am.
Where did her daughter end up going? Her daughter.
To her parents.
Okay.
Her parents have
okay. So there's always probably that option later on if it becomes, you know, too much or too overwhelming or if life circumstances step in, but you know, I kind of feel like you're going to do it. Like I said, I think you already knew what you're going to do, but you wanted somebody to back you up and say, if I had said, oh my God, please do not do that, that is so wrong, then you would have went like, oh gosh, now what do I do? But that wasn't my reaction, even though it's a huge step, you know.
Yes, it is going, you know, it is just taking on the responsibility of somebody else's, you know, child,
absolutely.
Let alone a newborn. So,
oh my
you know.
God! Well, I'm going to pray for you and
thank
and
you so much.
Give you strength. Yeah, and I wish you really a lot of luck on that. And God bless.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye. Okay, we're getting close to. I think we're getting close to wrapping this up. So, and I don't hear any more callers on the other line. So, first of all, I would just really like to thank Allison for having me here tonight. And I also want to remind you that she will be back again next week. She's having a lot of fun with her little grandchildren, I believe. That's what I read on Facebook this morning. So, let's see. I did not write down who her guest will be next week, but you can always look that up. Again, her website is www.visiblebynumbers.com. Also, I wanted to bring up that she has a numerology teleconference seminar on April 17th. So that's just a little plug. For those of you who are really interested in learning more about what she does and numerology, I'll tell you what, she gave me a reading before I did my first guest spot with her, and she was really spooky, right on, incredible. So, again, it's a numerology teleconference seminar on April 17th, and let's see, and then I'll give you my website again. My website is www.thelettercspirits.com, and wow, so I really enjoyed my time with you today, and I look forward to spending more time with you again in the future.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.